The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Now, the San Jose Sharks Locker Room Report with Dan Rusinowski.
On Wednesday, July 24th, Sharks General Manager Mike Grier announced that the club has re-signed defenseman Henry Thrun to a two-year contract with an average annual value of $1 million per season. The 23-year-old Thrun appeared in 51 games for the Sharks last year, scoring 3 goals and 8 assists and totaling 16 penalty minutes. The 23-24 Sharks Rookie of the Year was 10th among NHL rookie defensemen in points, 6th in average time on ice, and was 3rd in penalty kill time on the ice. Thrun was also one of 3 rookie defensemen to log at least 25 minutes of ice time in a game 4 or more times. The other players are Brock Faber of the Minnesota Wild and Luke Hughes of the New Jersey Devils. Henry registered his first NHL goal on January 9th against the Toronto Maple Leafs. As is the case with such announcements, Henry Thrun had a session with the media. Let's go to it now.
Hey, Henry, first of all, congratulations on the contract.
Thank you. Appreciate it much.
Obviously, you came in last year, you made the team, and then you got sent down and you brought back up and you had a strong finish to the season. Obviously, you've got the contract now. With that done, what's next for you as your Sharks career goes into the next step of development, if you will?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, there's a lot of a lot of personal goals and a lot of steps I want to take forward. As a player and as an individual, I think I'm someone that's, I want to be a reliable top four defenseman in the league, and I think that for me, that's kind of my goal and what I'm working towards. I had some good conversations towards the end of the year last year, and some specific items that can help me get there, particularly in the D zone, and working on closing plays a little bit. So for me, that's kind of my next step, from an individual perspective, but more importantly, I think having a contract done, truly just kind of frees your mind up to think about, the team and the group as a whole, and just kind of thinking about, the guys we're going to have in the locker room and trying to, piece together, a productive season and hopefully take some steps forward as a group. So there's a lot of excitement from my end, both individually and as a group, to kind of have a 2-year contract set up here to take some steps forward.
You mentioned the length of that contract, and just what does it mean to have this second year there? Just some comfortability of some certainty. You don't have to maybe go so far into the summer without knowing what's my next contract, or if anything, where I might be playing. Obviously, it's still restricted, but how does it feel to have that second year on that contract?
Yeah. The second year is definitely something I'm excited about. I really enjoy San Jose. I love the staff there. I love the players there. So it's somewhere that I hope to play there for a long time. So for me, getting 2 years out of the deal is something that I was looking forward to, and thankfully it ended up working out that way. So, as you mentioned, it's something that's, every year I'm trying to get better, and I still am only, one full season in my career. And, I have pretty high expectations of myself and like to try to, move forward, pretty quickly. But I think, having sort of a 2-year window here really will hopefully give me a chance and an opportunity to come into full with my game.
You've seen the growth of this team, first when you were first brought in, and the struggles of last year, and now obviously you brought Colin in last year, who Macklin, another NCAA, Will Smith. What have you seen from the young players coming through, and just to know that you're a part of that core, and just are you excited to get to this season? What are you excited to move on from whatever happened last year and a fresh start this year? How excited are you for the next season?
Yeah, it truthfully couldn't be put into words. I was chatting with Mario about it the other week, and just kind of looking forward to a new chance and sort of a fresh slate. And I think last year, from a lot of guys' individual perspectives and as well as a group. I think it was pretty frustrating. And I think that, this year will just be a new opportunity. And I think everyone's really excited to have Orzo behind the bench and as well to bring, some young, pretty high end talent in, just to provide a little bit of, spark and some excitement around the organization. So it's definitely a huge aspect. And I think that's something that, you'll ask any player on any team, just to have an excitement and a buzz in the room is something that goes a really long way. And I think that aspect for us this year is going to be greatly improved.
Last thing for you, your offseason training, you've briefly mentioned, you wanting to work on a few things, get stronger, things like that. What has been the focus of your training this summer? See a little different off ice, on ice. What have been your training regimens, I guess, if you will?
Yeah, my focus, it's been interesting. It's typically during the summer, you see a lot of skills and a lot of guys, working on some high end stuff. But for me, it's been a little bit more hard nose, honestly, just thinking about and trying to practice, sort of below the dots, which has been interesting. It's been productive so far. And, this is kind of the first summer that I've really dialed in on something without the puck per se, which obviously most of the game is played without the puck. So for me, hopefully I'll see some strides in that area. Obviously working on all the fundamentals as well, the skating, shooting, handling and all that. But for me, both off and on the ice, there's been kind of an emphasis on building some more man strength and kind of being more of a guy that can end plays in the corner and hopefully transport it up the ice a little bit.
Awesome. Thanks, Henry. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Max.
Thank
you. Hey, Henry, how's it going? Congratulations.
Thank you, Shen. I appreciate it.
Speaking of your strength, are you at this point hitting your strength goals? Are you going to see a bigger, stronger, meaner Henry Thrun this year, you think?
Yeah, no, I think I'm happy with my summer so far. I've had to deal with some stuff here and there that it's just typical setbacks of being an athlete, but it's all natural. And I think that for me, just kind of learning to use my body a little bit more efficiently and being able to recognize how to defend a pro player. You know what I mean? I think it's a little different in college. You can use your stick a little bit more, and just from getting a full year under my belt, now kind of having a summer of recognizing, how to defend those types of guys and being able to practice that and be a little more conscious of it, I think is the more important thing. So I've been happy with my strength numbers so far. With the strength thing, it's something you just try to get, a couple percent better each year, and it tends to add up. So I don't think there'll be a crazy change in necessarily my physique, but it'll more just be a comfortability and a mentality thing. Just being more confident as well, hopefully having the ability and the wants to be able to kill a little bit more plays down the D zone.
You mentioned setbacks. Are you referring to injuries in training, or what are you referring to there?
Just some minor stuff that I've been working with the training staff in San Jose, but nothing too serious.
No, nothing that will prevent you from being fully healthy and by the time camp rolls around?
Correct. I'll be fully healthy and full participant.
Okay. Your contract, 2 years, were there any discussions to go a little bit longer, or was two kind of a nice sweet spot where you get an extra year guarantee, but you also open yourself in a position to get a bigger, longer contract in the immediate future too?
Yeah. Two was a good sweet spot. I think, I went into it, really listening to all opportunities and, in all situations, there's lots of different ways you can go with it. So we wanted to, kind of talk to Mike and Joe and the staff and kind of figure out the direction that they wanted to move and what they felt was best for me and the team. And we came together at 2 years, and, I'm very happy about it. I'm really truly excited about it. And I think that's, it was awesome being able to work with those guys and come to a kind of a term and, that we both were happy with and kind of saw a plan. So it was something that the 2 years, I think both parties were pretty happy with the way it worked out.
You mentioned seeing Mario recently. Have you seen any of your other teammates this summer, Will Smith or Colin Graf or even like Jake Wallman, right, in Vegas? Have you, you know, what have you just have you seen any of those guys, and how are those guys doing?
Yeah, I was able to meet Jake when we were in Vegas briefly, which was good. And then saw some of the staff in Vegas briefly as well. And then since I've been back in Boston, yeah, I've run into Will and Colin a couple times. You know, as guys start to come together late in the summer, we have some scrimmages that happen throughout the week. So I've been able to see them and catch up a little bit and hear about how development camp went and kind of get their perspectives, which is good. And as well, you know, I see Cam Lund around, I see Michael Fisher around. So it's nice kind of having a little Sharks contingent over here in Boston.
Have you scrimmaged against Will and Colin yet? And how does Will look? And how does Colin look as opposed to last season if you played against him?
Yeah, so Will, the scrimmages started up this past week. So he was, we do like a little 3-on-3 league, and there's four teams. So we didn't match up against each other this week. But from everything I've heard, he looks like a good player. And then Colin as well, I've skated with a couple more times. He looks good. He's someone that, you know, every time I skate with him, I notice more things about his game. You know, I think it's hard as a young forward to sometimes, have a well-rounded game, and there's times that I see things that he does, and it's impressive to see kind of the maturity in his game, the recognition to be able to play on both sides of the puck. So you know, I think they both look good, and hopefully they'll be fully ready to go for training camp and have a lot of success.
All right, thanks a lot, Henry. See you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Curtis.
Hey, Henry, it's Curtis. Congratulations on the new contract for sure.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate it.
You mentioned, you know, the work you've done in terms of adding some strength here. You're listed at 190. Are you still there, or what are you kind of weighing right now, or what do you hope to weigh once camp begins?
Yeah, no, I'm a little more than that. That number's pretty outdated. So hopefully that can be updated this year during training camp. You know, right now hovering, you know, just above 200 pounds. Imagine I'll come into camp probably 205, which I'm happy with. You know, I think in years prior, if you really want to get in the nitty gritty, I've been a little bulkier per se, and not necessarily from a body fat percentage, but just in terms of, you know, just eating a lot and just really kind of put on weight that isn't necessarily like true weight. And I think this summer working with, you know, the Sharks nutrition staff of eating, you know, a little bit cleaner and foods that I can digest a little bit better. And I feel that the weight I'm at right now, I'll be able to hold a little bit better throughout the season. I feel like a really true number that I'm at. So still have a, you know, couple more things to check off and some strength numbers to hit but have, you know, good 5-6 weeks here to do it. So I'm comfortable with the spot I'm in right now, but still have some more work to do.
Are you getting to know Mike Potenza pretty well? He was with the Sharks for a long time and then left, joined the Warriors staff, and is back with the team now. Have you gotten to know him pretty well, and what's he been telling you?
Yeah, I haven't had the chance to chat with him yet. But from everything I've heard, you know, Mara spoke very highly of him, and someone that I know that people are excited to have him back on staff. So he's someone that I look forward to be able to work with.
You mentioned, you know, at the sort of the exit interviews, kind of what the Sharks wanted to you to work on, kind of thing. Was that message coming from Ryan, and kind of have you kind of had more conversations with him about what he'd like to see from you?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. You know, I think at the end of the year, you have your classic, you know, GM and head coach exit interview, but I wanted to take the time and meet with Ryan as well. So we took, you know, a good chunk of time and met, because I felt he really knows my game well and knows things that I am proficient in, other things that I could use some work on. So we had a long conversation, you know, really open, honest conversation about, you know, where I'm at, where I'm headed, and the type of player I am. And I thought it was really productive. And since then, you know, just trying to work on those things that we spoke about, and have bounced some ideas off him just on certain ways to work on it, and maybe some certain players that I've been trying to, watch some video on over the summer, and just kind of get his take on that. So yeah, he's someone that definitely gave me a lot of the direction in terms of where to kind of focus my efforts this summer.
You know, David was one of the reasons why you signed with San Jose and wanted to come here. Was that tough to see that coaching change, or maybe was a new voice needed maybe in some respects?
No, I mean, I loved having Quinny as a coach. He's someone that's he's obviously an unbelievable person, and I think he's a great coach. And unfortunately, the circumstances just didn't add up, that is what it is. But for me, I'm very complimentary of him, and someone that as a rookie coming in, I couldn't have asked for a better coach. So he was very very easy to work with, very honest with me. At times where I need a little bit of support, he was there. But as well, times he needed to get on me, he was on me. So he's a great guy. Was able to see him actually as well when I was in Vegas and caught up for a little bit. Always someone that I hope to see around the rink. So wish him the best of luck in Pittsburgh. But at the end of the day, I think guys are really excited about Ryan to come in as well. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of build around that and rally around him.
With with the new staff and with some additions to the team that the Sharks made in the offseason here, how much of a focus is on just going to be a harder team to play against? I mean, the Sharks led the league in 5-on-5 goals against last year. How much of a focus is it just bringing that number down and just being a harder team to play against?
Yeah, it's a huge thing. I'll be really curious to see what our first couple of days of training camp look like and kind of see where the emphasis lies, because that is a major aspect. And as well, the penalty kill is a big thing that I felt kind of dragged us out of a lot of games. I felt that we were, there were games where obviously we were maybe getting out a chance, but a penalty kill goal killed us late, and kind of took us and really put the nail in the coffin. So I think the defense will be a big thing that we kind of take a look at. I don't know what the system will look like yet. I haven't actually spoke to Ryan about that. So we'll see how that goes. And I imagine that'll be a big emphasis.
You mentioned you want to be a top four guy this year. Do you kind of, it's important for you then just to show that right off the hop once camp gets underway that you can be that heavy minute type player?
Yeah, absolutely. I was happy with my training camp last year. I like to compete, and I've found that throughout my career, I tend to do well in situations that are, kind of camp tryout based. So for me, I look forward to that, and it's something that it'll be good. It'll be a competitive couple weeks. And for me, I definitely try to get, going on in the right direction early on. And if that doesn't happen, then we'll take a step back and try to reevaluate. But for me, all plans are to go forward and hopefully have a good start to the training camp.
How much did you play on your right side last year? I can't remember if you were there quite a bit. Were you on the right, used on the right quite a bit, or were you just mainly stayed on the left?
Yeah, there was probably, with the Barracuda, was doing it a lot. And then, it was doing it some with the Barracuda, and then with the Sharks, at times I was playing with Nikita, or if I was out there with Mark, I'd tend to play the right side. Even here and there, I'd pick up a shift with Mario, and generally we kind of bounce back and forth. So it's something that I'm very comfortable doing. Honestly, I played both my years at the NTDP on the right side. I played my COVID year when I was back in USHL on the right side. Out of the last 7 years of hockey, I've played three of them on the right side. So it's something I'm comfortable doing.
Right.
Obviously, areas you got to be conscious of. And I think in a pro game, especially, it can be exposed, but it's something that I know I can do. And at a pro level, it might take another game or two to figure it out, but it's something that doesn't really matter to me where I play.
Well, what are the next few weeks look like for you before you make your way back to San Jose? What are you kind of putting your emphasis on?
Yeah, pretty much for me, I put myself through like my own sort of training camp, kind of the camp before the camp. I'm a big believer in kind of holding yourself to your own standards. And for me, I take a lot of responsibility in my training and how I prepare myself. I think it's great that everyone has has lots of coaches they work with and different, you know, skills thing to work on. But for me, I think, you know, I think you're your own best evaluator. So I'll kind of lock it down here the next 5-6 weeks and really try to dial it in and make a final push and then head into camp, you know, relaxed, healthy, and with a clear mind and be ready to go.
All right. Thank you, Henry.
Yeah. Thank you, Curtis.
If you guys have follow-ups, just a reminder to use the raised hand function as we have Henry for a few more minutes here. JD, go ahead.
First of all, congrats on the new contract, Henry.
Thanks, JD.
I wanted to ask about you and, of course, Ryan Warsawski, right? He's going from your defensive coach to now the head coach. So what does that relationship look like now? Is maybe he's not going to be so buddy-buddy now. He has to be a little bit harder. What does that relationship look like as he gets promoted?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. That's something that I actually thought about. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, obviously the head coach kind of is in a bit of a separate bucket when it comes to just the relationship you have with them. So that's something that, you know, obviously, as I mentioned, I feel comfortable with Ryan, but recognize that this year there'll probably be a kind of just a different tone to our relationship, which is totally fine and totally the way that I expect it to go. So we'll see how that plays out. But at the end of the day, you know, all the guys that are returning will kind of work through that. So it's something that I'm sure Ryan's thought about as well. And it's something that we'll kind of just play it as it goes there.
I know there's a lot of excitement with the young guys and stuff, and there's, you know, feels like the defense has got, like, you, they have Shakir, you have Ty Emerson. Do you feel like maybe the defense is getting a little overlooked compared to, you know, of course, Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini coming in?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, Celebrini and Will are hell of players. And I think for the D, we definitely, we have some guys there right now and some guys coming through that are pretty good players as well. So it's something that I think the Sharks as a whole have really made some progress in the past 12 months here in terms of, you know, kind of moving forward in terms of the rebuild and putting the pieces in place. And now I think hopefully the progress will start to be made moving forward. So there's a lot of talent all throughout the organization. I think it's an exciting time for the Sharks.
All right, Henry, thank you for your time. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Thanks, guys.
Our thanks to Henry Thrun for joining us today. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.